Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guests for this segment are Mary Liz Paulson. She's the Assistant Director, Homeless Innovations at SHRA, and Pastor Alex Weiss, Sacramento Area Congregations Together, otherwise known as Sacramento ACT. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you along. And Mary Liz, we're here to talk about a new resource for Sacramentans affected by COVID-19. Please share a little bit about the new Sacramento Emergency Rental Assistance Program and what is covered.
Good morning. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk about this. Sacramento City and County receive funds from the federal government and from the state to help families who are having a hard time paying for rent and utilities due to COVID. If families have not been able to pay rent from April 1st until March 31st, either because they've lost income from employment or because they've had increased expenses related to COVID, they can apply and get assistance with not only paying back rent, but paying for back utilities also.
A lot of people, unfortunately, are dealing with that situation.
Right.
What else is covered in the program?
We can pay for rent retrospectively. We can pay for utilities retrospectively. And so that means not only gas and electric, but water, sewer, and trash, whatever the renter is paying. We can also pay for internet services if there's somebody in the household who is either distance learning or is teleworking. Then we can pay for that also. We can also pay for rent for the months of April, May, and June. Again, if there is a problem paying for that due to COVID, due to unemployment typically.
The internet's been important for a long time, but in a pandemic, boy, has it been increasingly important for people trying to learn and work from home.
Right.
Who is eligible and how many people are you hoping to serve with the program?
Let's talk about eligibility. First, the most important thing is to tell folks where to go to apply. All of the application is available at our website at shra.org/SERA, and that's Sacramento Emergency Rental Assistance Program. Folks can go there. There's all sorts of information about eligibility. There's frequently asked questions, and the application is available there. The first eligibility is based on income. Families have to be low income. Dollar amounts are listed on our website. So for a family of four, for example, the income on an annual basis has to be at $69,050 or less. For a household of one, that means that annual income has to be at $48,350 or less. Once families apply, it's really important for folks to know this is not first come, first serve. Our application period opened on February 25th, and it closes on March 19th. Anybody who applies is as likely to be assisted first as the first person, because as soon as everybody applies, we mix it all up and put people in a computer-generated order. So it's not first come, first serve. So it's not too late. Everybody should apply who is needing help with rental or utility assistance. We have $96 million that has come into the County of Sacramento to help any renter who lives within the jurisdiction of the county. That includes all sorts of cities, Citrus Heights, Elk Grove, Folsom, Rancho Cordova. Any of the cities that are within the County of Sacramento are eligible to apply. People ask how many folks will be able to be served, and we don't know. There's no maximum amount of assistance. As long as families incurred this problem in paying rent from April 1st, right after the pandemic started, until March 31st, we can pay all of the amount of rent that they owe, as long as the landlord is willing to take 80% of the rent owed. And if the landlord agrees, that means that they are forgiving the remaining 20%. We have not heard from landlords that this is a problem, so we do expect to be able to pay for the rental arrears for all of the families who are applying. It's hard to tell how many families will actually be served. We just don't know what the dollars are, but at this point, we think that we can serve about 10,000 families or more. There's a lot of families that can benefit from this resource.
If I was a landlord, I'd be happy to take 80% rather than 0%, right?
Exactly.
Mary Liz, what is the best way for people to apply for the program? And let's talk a little bit more about that timeline.
People should go to our website, shra.org/sera. There's information, there's all sorts of questions and answers, there's eligibility, and the dollar amounts are listed there to be eligible. And there's a button there at the bottom that says apply for assistance. So if you click that, you can go directly to the application and start applying there. That's really important. Again, it's shra.org/sera. The application period is open right now, and it closes on March 19th.
I know somebody's grabbing something to write with early on a Sunday morning. I'm going to give that out one more time. shra.org/sera, and that's Sacramento Emergency Rental Assistance. That's the best place to get started.
Perfect.
What about citizenship and immigration status? Does that affect the eligibility on who can apply?
That's a really good question. Thank you for asking. It does not play into eligibility at all. There are no questions asking about eligibility or citizenship. There is a question asking if you have a Social Security number, and if you answer yes, we'd like to have that. But if you answer no, it does not affect eligibility at all. We use Social Security number just to tie in and cross-check other databases, but it's not a requirement.
That's outstanding. Yeah, the more people you can help, the better. And speaking of which, how are you reaching people who speak different languages?
We're working with community-based organizations throughout the county. Pretty soon, next week, if you go to the website, shra.org/sera, you will see a list of community-based organizations that are available to help people with the application. Many of those speak different languages, and that will be listed. Additionally, the application is available in other languages. There are 5 languages that are the most commonly spoken in the county of Sacramento, and those are Spanish, Russian, Vietnamese, Chinese, and Hmong. The application is in those languages as well as English. If someone speaks a language, not one of those, there are other resources that we have available so that we can help fill out the application. We want to be able to serve everybody, so language is not a problem. We will help with that.
All right, Mary Liz, I'm going to put you on the spot. How many of those 5 languages do you speak?
I don't think I can say hello in 5 languages.
Hey, that's why we bring in the experts for that, right?
Exactly. And thank goodness they're available to help out.
You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guests this morning are Mary Liz Paulson and Pastor Alex Weiss. We're talking about the Sacramento Emergency Rental Assistance Program. Find out more online, shra.org/sera. Pastor Alex, what's been your role in leading Sacramento ACT to impact people in our community affected by COVID-19?
This past October, I was brought on board the part of the CARES Act funds that were given to our county to be a part of the Sacramento CoLab. I hired a team of contact tracers, case investigators, and resource coordinators. We've been a part of the COVID-19 response teams.
And you've got a different website that we should give out as well, right? SacCOVID19CoLab.org is more where we can get information on what you're doing. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. That's the site.
SacCOVID19CoLab.org, SACCOVID19CoLLAB.org. You're both here as partners of the Sacramento County COVID-19 Collaborative, so tell us a little bit more about that.
Sacramento County and the Center for Sierra Health Foundation are partnering with trusted CBOs, community-based organizations like ours, a countywide COVID-19 initiative with wraparound care for individuals, families, and businesses, especially in the communities disproportionately impacted by COVID-19, communities such as Latinx, Black, Native American, Asian, and Pacific Islander communities.
What's been done through the partnership so far to help people impacted by COVID-19?
First of of all, it's offering community testing sites, providing free testing in trusted community locations throughout the county. We also offer, for those that have tested positive for COVID-19, to receive wraparound resources like hot food delivery, financial assistance, support for pregnant mothers, and mental health support to make self-isolation possible and safe. We've extensively trained in contact tracing, resource coordinating, case investigating to help slow the community spread of COVID. Businesses also have been contacted by our Business Navigators program to ensure that they have the information that they need to stay compliant with the rapidly changing requirements. Also, being a part of SACACT Area Congregations Together has given us a platform to be able to distribute information to churches and faith-based organizations about testing sites, as well as being able to distribute PPE.
Yeah, there's nothing like somebody telling you, hey, guess what? You tested positive. You're going to need to stay in your house for the next 2 weeks.
Right. And one of the biggest things, of course, when we hear that is, what do I do about my finances? What do I do about work and so forth and so on? And those are the resources that we provide specifically during that time of quarantine and isolation.
Do you have any special stories about anything that you've had to deal with so far, Alex?
Well, there's a lot of them.
I'll bet.
In particular, we've been able to provide financial assistance, resources, and help for many people that, you know, the biggest concern is, I might lose my job. What am I going to do?
Right.
And so that's one of the biggest concerns. One of the things that we've been able to guide them through is how to be able to even communicate and talk to their supervisors. Also letting them know that we will be able to help along the way with what they would need. For the most part, what we've heard are people that have been able to go back to work after they have been quarantined. We are also grateful to many businesses, small businesses also, that have been very understanding of this. That's one thing that has been very helpful, because it not only affects those that have been tested positive, of course, but it affects everyone in the working environment.
Yep, we need to do whatever we can to stay safe. What else are you hearing from community members and partners about how COVID is impacting their lives?
People are having a hard time. It's been very challenging to families. Some people have lost their jobs. Some people have lost housing, been displaced. Some have had the challenges of feeding their families. Isolation has been very difficult, especially for the mental health of the individuals. We've also heard folks that have been impacted specifically that haven't been tested positive for COVID, but because of the hospitals being overloaded, ICUs, it's been very challenging in that respect. And of course, we've heard of existing inequities with many people with underlying health conditions who are essential workers. They can't risk staying at home from work, who live in multifamily housing, getting sick or dying at higher rates. But there's a lot of fear that people continue to have, but they remain resilient. We continue to support them with programs like what we've heard with SERA, and that acknowledge their hard work and their impact of COVID. And there's many that are facing challenges, but they're doing a great job. Many that basically aren't facing the same specific challenges as essential workers, but they're doing a good job at staying home, keeping safe distances. We have to stay vigilant to keep safe those who don't have access to the same resources that we do.
Failure is not an option in a pandemic. We need to do whatever we can to make sure all of us come out of this as safely as possible. Pastor Alex, it's been about a year since this all started. What kind of recommendations do you have to help slow the spread of COVID and get all of us through this?
We have to stick to the public health guidelines. People are seeing and hearing about the vaccine. We tend to feel that we can start relaxing on some of those guidelines, and that's far from the truth. Right now, we need to stick to wearing masks. We need to stick to social distancing, staying home as much as possible, staying away from large gatherings. We need to do our part. I know we're starting to see the finish line. We're probably on the last stretch here, but we're still not there. We need to continue to stick to the guidelines that we've been given.
I like to think that California is smarter than the rest of the country. A lot of people are upset with our governor, but I really think he's doing his best job to keep us all safe. And there's a lot of states that are relaxing the mask mandates. There are some states that, I don't know, still maybe think it's a hoax. That's one thing I love about living here in California. We're playing it safer than most. My parents are in their 80s, so I'm really playing it safe. And so we just all have to team up to try to get through this together.
Yes, that's correct.
Mary Liz, what can our listeners do to help out and learn more about what you guys are doing?
I would recommend that folks continue to check back at our website. We're putting information up all the time. So if there's any questions or if they want to know anything more, our website is the place to go. So that's shra.org/sera. We'll continue to try and be responsive to the questions that have been asked of us and get the information out. So really, we want every family who is struggling to pay rent based on their struggles with COVID to be able to apply and get the assistance they need.
Yep, that's been the biggest issue for a lot of people throughout this whole thing is, you know, hey, we're going to take away your source of income, but you're still going to have to pay for your rent. You're going to have to pay for your housing, of course, food,
yeah,
all that good stuff, healthcare. So, yeah, what you guys are doing is so incredibly helpful. That website, once again, SHRA.org/SERA.
One of the questions that's asked often is this a homeless program? And this is not a program serving homeless folks, but this is really to prevent homelessness. This is helping folks who are actually currently housed and paying rent so that they can keep their housing and not become homeless.
Outstanding. All right, you two, we're early on a Sunday morning. Some people are grabbing their first cup of coffee, and I want to let them know that we're here to talk about the new resource for Sacramentans affected by COVID-19. So share what you guys are doing with the Sacramento Emergency Rental Assistance Program and what is covered.
The Sacramento Emergency Rental Assistance Program is helping families and households where they are having a hard time paying rent and or utilities because of COVID. We know that throughout this pandemic, folks have gone to work and not gone to work as restaurants, for example, closed, and then they opened, and folks went back to work, and then they closed again. And this has made it really difficult for families to be able to pay rent and pay utilities. The Sacramento Emergency Rental Assistance Program, or we call it SERA, was created to help folks prevent homelessness so that folks who are currently already housed paying rent can stay housed and not lose their housing due to lack of payment of rent. We don't want anybody to be evicted because they can't pay rent because COVID has kept them at home. They can go to our website at shra.org/SERA. And there's all sorts of information there, including a link to the application so folks can apply for assistance.
What if I don't speak English? Can you help me there?
Yes, the application is available in 5 additional languages. Those are Spanish, Vietnamese, Russian, Chinese, and Hmong. And if folks speak a language other than any of those 5, they are welcome to reach out and let us know either by email or by phone, and we will have folks that are available to help. So we really want to make sure that this information is available to those folks who don't speak English. So we have partnered with community-based organizations so that we can engage those folks who speak the other languages to reach out to their communities to get the word out. The funds are available, and so we want to make sure that every family who is needing this assistance has access to it, whatever language they speak.
You've got $96 million to play with here, and so you've got a lot of help available. What about my citizenship or immigration status? Does that affect my eligibility?
It does not affect your eligibility at all. In fact, there are no questions on the application asking about citizenship or immigration status. There is a question about Social Security number. If you have a Social Security number, we would like to collect it. But if you do not, it has nothing to do with eligibility. So anybody can apply and anybody can receive assistance based on eligibility, not tied to citizenship or immigration.
That website, once again, for you to check out all the details and apply, shra.org/SERA. Pastor Alex, what's been your role in leading Sacramento ACT to impact people in our community affected by COVID-19?
Yes, I was brought on board this past October, and was brought on board to partnership with the SAC CoLab in hiring a team of case investigators, contact tracers, and resource coordinators as a COVID-19 response.
And the best way for people to get a hold of you and what you're doing, that website, saccovid19collab.org, saccovid19collab.org. All right, you two, I really appreciate your time this morning. What would you like to leave our listeners with this morning? We'll start with you, Mary Liz.
I would encourage anybody who is having a hard time paying rent or paying for their utilities to go take a look at our website at shra.org/SERA and get information there about eligibility and so on. If you think you might be eligible, apply. But the funds are available for families who meet the eligibility criteria. It's all there on the website. There are agencies listed or will be listed as to where to go to for assistance. We expect to have that list up later this week. But keep checking back and looking for information. There's questions and answers. The application is there. But if you're needing assistance because of COVID, then please apply.
Pastor Alex, you have the last word this morning.
Yes, if you've been impacted by COVID-19 and are in need of assistance, you can visit our website at www.saccovid19colab, that's with two L's, .org. That website will lead you to the information that you would need to be able to access wraparound resources that we have for those families and individuals that have been impacted by COVID-19. And once again, we just ask that you continue to keep the guidelines, the precautions and the guidelines to stay safe and healthy out there.
Thank you both so much for your time this morning. Mary Liz Paulson is the Assistant Director, Homeless Innovations at SHRA, and Pastor Alex Weiss, Sacramento Area Congregations Together. Find out more online. Two websites to write down. I'll wait while you grab a pencil. Okay. SACCOVID19COLAB.org. That's SACCOVID19COLLAB.org. And the other website to write down, shra.org/SERA, shra.org/SERA. Thank you both so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, Doug.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofit organization, email sacpsa@entercom.com, sacpsa@entercom.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Stay safe, stay connected, and thanks for listening.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.